For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Preston Peet, the editor of the new book, Under the Influence, the Disinformation Guide to Drugs. This is a continuation of a discussion I had with Preston last weekend about the mandatory minimums and the lies spoken to Congress in order to get these laws passed.
Another officer that was giving the same committee advice told the committee that it was impossible to test the difference between the drug and whatever the cut was. So, because Eric Sterling had said, well, we can't charge somebody for a pound of cocaine when it's only an ounce of cocaine and the rest is talcum powder. And the DEA agent said, well, it's too much work. We'd have to get all new invented equipment to make tests that could differentiate, when that wasn't really the case at all. The DEA had been doing it for years, telling people how much drugs were in whatever substance they were. So they went ahead and made the law, if it looks like drugs, we're going to sentence you for it. So, I have that article in Under the Influence.
Eric has been a guest on Cultural Baggage a couple of times, and you're absolutely right. He's certainly seen the light now,
right?
And is headed in the right direction.
Right.
Your story about the cut being weighed with the drugs reminds me of something that Jack Cole, the head of law enforcement against prohibition.
He's also a contributor.
He is. Well, wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like a great list.
Absolutely.
But then he probably has the story in there about how they add the cut
to
the bag.
Absolutely. Yes, he does. And he describes how, you know, if it was actually a certain weight when they seized it at the house, it would actually be a much greater weight when they got it to the press conference. The price amount would be $1,500 when they seized it at the apartment, and it would be, you know, $25,000 when they got to the press conference. You know, it's like very disturbing for people who aren't aware of this. You know, I think that this is going to be a real eye-opener of a book to people who haven't heard this kind of stuff before, and it's really surprising sometimes to someone like me who's surrounded by this kind of thing every day. I mean, I'm fully aware of the duplicity behind the drug war, obviously. So I forget that not everybody is. And I come across people all the time who just don't know this stuff. They firmly believe, oh, the U.S. government's outlawing drugs because drugs are bad for us. And there are a couple of first-person drug stories, I have to say. I put in a couple of chapters from an unpublished novel which detail some of my misadventures as a street-bound junkie back in the 90s in the streets of New York City, you know, just to kind of lighten up the end of the book, you know, because it's a very heavy, hardcore, you know, bit of reading.
Please help to end this drug war. Visit mpp.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.